And I'm sitting here right now with my colleague, WBUR's Martha Biebinger, and she's sitting right next to me here in this studio.
Because I'm going to show you some numbers.
With a computer that's sitting between us that looks like a spreadsheet of hospitals.
Yep, we got a lot of payment numbers here, Bob. So pick a hospital. Give me a hospital.
How about UMass Memorial Healthcare Center in Worcester?
All right, so let's scroll down to that one. What I'm going to show you here is the difference between what UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester got paid by private health plans versus Medicare. And that average difference is about $6,500. So that means the hospital got $6,500 less to take care of an elderly patient on Medicare than it did for a younger person with private health insurance.
So for the same care, the only difference is the age?
It's pretty much the same care. We have no reason to think that a private health insurance patient and a Medicare patient would get anything different. And if you look across the numbers, that gap between what the hospital gets paid by Medicare and what they get paid by a private insurer holds up for almost every hospital in the state.
Well, give us some idea of the range we're talking about for people who are not looking at the screen.
Right. So if we scroll up to Mass General, and anyone can see these numbers online at WBUR.org, Mass General made about 75% more from private health plans than from Medicare in 2016. That's, again, those average patient discharges. That's a bigger gap than at UMass, the hospital we talked about first.
Right.
Cape Cod Hospital made more than double for those patients with private health insurance. Only one hospital in the state, Cambridge Health Alliance, was paid more by Medicare, and that was just a fraction.
We should probably explain here, Martha, the reason we're talking about this is that Medicare and Medicare for All is a key phrase in the Democratic presidential primary race. Healthcare is a top issue for Democratic voters, and some version of expanding Medicare is part of all the leading candidates' plans to cover Americans in the future.
And the best way to go forward, in my view, is through a Medicare for All single-payer program.
You can buy into the Medicare-like exchange, the add-on to Obamacare.
That is what most Americans want, Medicare for all who want it.
I have a plan for Medicare for All, and I'm proud that it's the first health care plan by anyone in this presidential primary that lays out the full cost and how to pay for it.
2020 presidential candidates there, Elizabeth Warren being the last one. Martha, if that's true what Elizabeth Warren was saying, what would Warren pay hospitals under her plan?
She would do Medicare plus 10%, and that's still less than what most health insurers pay in the state. And she is the only candidate who's announced a hospital payment rate. Everyone else, including Sanders and the others you heard there, are vague or haven't answered that question about what they'd pay hospitals.
So what do the hospitals say about all these plans based on Medicare?
The hospital leaders are generally opposed to these plans, and some of them, Bob, would be paid a lot less. Well, now, could they operate more efficiently, or would they cut staff or research or salaries or something else? Brandeis University professor Stuart Altman, he spent a lot of time studying Medicare and healthcare costs, and he says no one knows what this transition would look like in the U.S.
You know, once you've developed a lifestyle based on a certain income, to say that you could live with 20% less doesn't mean that you won't have to give up a lot, and maybe what you give up is quite important.
But Bob, I have a really important but here. Some hospitals would likely be better off. They'd be able to add jobs and services because it depends on what that Medicare for All or public option rate would be.
And is a factor in this how much they might be able to save on insurance billing and not having to try to collect unpaid medical bills?
Yeah, definitely. And there's another way that some hospitals would win, Bob. So think about Boston Medical Center, Cambridge Hospital, Lawrence General. Those are hospitals that take care of a lot of the low and moderate income patients, those people on Medicaid. So Medicaid pays even less than Medicare. So the boost up to Medicare rates could really improve the situation for some of those hospitals.
In poll after poll in this presidential race, voters are saying that high health care costs are a major concern to them. If Americans want cheaper insurance, how do hospitals fit in?
Bob, hospital care is the biggest single chunk of the health care dollar. And that's why UMass Amherst professor Jerry Friedman says we have to take a close look at these numbers.
If we want to control the health care burden on the U.S. economy, then we have to control hospital prices.
And so then, Martha, why do hospitals get paid so differently?
There are lots of possible reasons, Bob. For one thing, some brand name hospitals like the Brigham can demand and get more money from insurers. Then you might have a hospital like New England Baptist that's known for certain procedures like orthopedics, and they can also charge more. And then picture a hospital like Nantucket that essentially has a geographic monopoly. So one economist I spoke to said, look at all these numbers, and they highlight places where payments are out of whack, where competition is just not working to make healthcare more affordable, which is what voters want.
So if our listeners want to see how their hospital compares when it comes to Medicare and commercial hospital rates, they can go to the website, WBUR.org.
That's right.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.